Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. The new owners of the Milwaukee Bucks made a big deal of getting to know the community in recent weeks. Mark Lazary and Wesley Edens met with Milwaukeeans and talked about their plan to rehabilitate the basketball franchise, which finished in the NBA cellar last year and which is seeking support for a new downtown arena. The team went out and used their number 2 pick in the NBA draft to select potential star Jabari Parker, but 2 future draft picks are making for a major change in course this week. The Bucks yesterday traded 2 second-round picks in years to come for Jason Kidd, the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, until, well, yesterday. Howie Magner is our sports contributor, and he joins us by phone to talk about this sudden change behind the bench. Hi, Howie.
How you doing, Mitch?
Just fine, thanks. What do we know about how Jason Kidd found his way to Milwaukee in particular, and maybe how this transaction began?
Well, I think we don't know enough at this point, and that's part of the problem, is that this transaction was handled in such secrecy that all the reports out there are that the owners didn't even inform the Bucks front office of the negotiations until the negotiations were broken by a New York Post report. So apparently the Bucks owners, Mark Lazary and Wesley Edens, were interested in hiring a new head coach for the team, and Bucks general manager John Hammond didn't even know about it. That kind of creates a bit of an awkward situation when, as the general manager of the team, you're supposed to hire coaches and fire coaches, and it created a real awkward situation for Larry Drew, considering that he was still the head coach of the team. So apparently the Bucks hired a new head coach while they still had a head coach, and word has leaked out as of, I want to say, around 11 o'clock Monday morning that Larry Drew had, in fact, been fired.
Well, and perhaps even before any of this began, there's this idea that Jason Kidd was unhappy with the Nets.
Well, word is that he tried to make some type of power play with the Nets. And for people who aren't familiar with Jason Kidd's history, he was a rookie head coach last year, right after a stellar career as a player in the NBA, point guard, really one of the best point guards that the game has ever seen. But it was a bit of a surprise when he was hired to coach the Brooklyn Nets now, with no head coaching experience, because the Russian owners of the Nets had poured something like $100 million into last year's payroll, and here they were entrusting that payroll to a guy who'd never held a coaching position before. And he got off to a bit of a rocky start with them. They I believe lost 20 of their first 30 games or something like that, and there were rumors that he was really going to get fired, and he had some internal combustion with his assistant coaches, and it was a bad deal. But he turned the team around midway through the season and actually made the playoffs with the Nets, and they won their first round series before bowing out to the Miami Heat. And then a couple of other first-year head coaches were hired without any head coaching experience, and they got about twice as much money as Jason Kidd had gotten on his contract. So apparently Kidd went to the Brooklyn owners and said, look, I want a big raise, and I also want more power within the organization. The Nets owners said, well, no, we're not going to do that. And his next move, apparently, was to go ahead and seek out a role within the Bucks organization. So it should be said that he did all of that, made that whole power play with the Nets without knowledge of his own general manager. So he kind of tried an end around to get to the owners, and the owners said no, and in the end supported their own general manager. Well, all that transpires, and here you can kind of see a similar end around being played in him getting the job here with the Bucks.
Well, and so he was upset that he didn't have more control over things with the Nets. The Bucks have only reportedly hired him as the head coach. Are you feeling nervous if you're the Bucks general manager at this point?
I would think that there are some nerves, especially when you consider the fact that he supposedly didn't even know that the interviews were going on for the head coaching position. But Jason Kidd has a history of being very ambitious and getting more power wherever he's at. And if you're a man like John Hammond, then you have to at least wonder whether or not that same fate is going to befall you. And Jason Kidd has a very close relationship with Mark Lazary, one of the new owners of the Bucks, and that's basically the reason why Kidd is here in Milwaukee.
At the end of the day, the new owners presumably have the right to put whoever they want behind the bench and in the front office.
Absolutely. And I don't think anybody disputes that. Look, they wrote a check for $550 million. That's an awful lot of money for a basketball team. And when you do that, you have the right to do whatever you want to do with that basketball team. I think the main issue that people are having with this move is that the way that they went about it. People are basically saying, look, if the Bucks really wanted to make a run, if the new owners really wanted to make a run at Jason Kidd and they didn't think that Larry Drew was going to be part of the future, well, then fire Larry Drew up front. If you want to do this with or without the blessing of John Hammond, I don't even think you have to ask John Hammond's opinion. You can just go into John Hammond and say, look, here's what we want to do. We don't care whether or not you like it. This is what we want to do. But you at least loop in your front office on your plans because you're really kind of going behind his back to do his job for him. So and that really kind of leads to a bit of a trust fallout. I have to believe within the Bucks organization, when you see the new owners coming in and making a move like this, you certainly have to wonder, well, is that how every move is going to be made? And then I think people from outside of the organization have to wonder how this impacts the trust between the Bucks and any potential supporters they might have when it comes to building a new arena here in this city. I think one of the biggest jobs that the Bucks owners have right now is earning the trust of this community and putting that trust toward the goal of building a new arena. And I have to believe that they have lost a certain amount of trust within certain segments of the community with this move, because there are several shady aspects to it. And when you're doing something shady, that doesn't really engender a whole lot of trust.
There are some who are saying that this is a sign that the Bucks are, if nothing else, becoming more ambitious.
Well, there's certainly no doubt about that. I mean, say what you want about how they did it, but it certainly is a bold move, and they've gone out and gotten a pretty high-profile guy. This has nothing to do with whether or not Jason Kidd is a good coach or a better coach than Larry Drew, or whether or not he might be a better general manager down the line than John Hammond. I think it's certainly possible that Kidd could be a very good coach for the Bucks, and he could mold the young talent that they have there in that organization into a winning team. But the way he's coming on board certainly leaves a bad taste in the mouth of many people who are observing the Bucks these days, particularly in the national media and many in the local media as well.
Howie, thanks.
Thanks, Mitch. Take care.
Howie Magner is senior editor and writes the Sports Nut column for Milwaukee Magazine, and he is our regular sports contributor. Keep listening. When we return, we'll talk about some of the many accents and dialects that shape how we talk in Wisconsin. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.